This is Ted Kennedy. America is finally remedying the serious injustice inflicted on thousands of citizens of Japanese descent, wrongfully interned in World War II. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the darker chapters in recent American history took place in the hysteria of 1942, when thousands of Japanese Americans were rounded up, uprooted from their homes, and imprisoned in distant internment camps. The Supreme Court upheld the incarceration, but we know now that the country and the courts were wrong. After 46 years, Congress is atoning for the injustice by making an official national apology and offering $20,000 in compensation to the thousands of victims still alive. The vast majority of Congress supported the idea, but hard-hearted Simpson tried to hedge. You voted for the apology, but against the compensation. Shame on you, Al. You'll spend billions for Star Wars, but not a penny to heal a serious injustice.
You don't have to lecture me on the grave and serious wrongs committed during the Japanese internment, Ted. I was a boy of 12 years when one of the largest relocation camps, Heart Mountain, was built right near my hometown of Cody, Wyoming. My Boy Scout troop visited with the Boy Scouts at the Heart Mountain camp. It was confusing to me then to see young American citizens wearing the same scout uniforms, saluting the same flag. The internment was wrong, morally and constitutionally. But how do you say $20,000 per person rights the wrong, Ted? Somehow to me that cheapens the apology. Money doesn't make it any easier to heal the wound. It may even open it further. An honest and authentic apology is far more appropriate than a green check from the government. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the latest round of censorship in Nicaragua. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.